And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this slightly rainy Tuesday morning here in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Kyle High, and joining me in studio right now, as we talked about earlier, is the city manager of Coffeyville. We have Mark Hall in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, and it's a wonderful day, and as I said before, the bugs in my rain gauge are floating this morning, so
that means they were hanging out there, and all of a sudden, here come the rain.
they were at the bottom, but now they're floating on top, so we're getting a little rain.
Yeah, that means a couple less bugs there. So, all right. Well, of course, we have tonight's city commission meeting, and just a few things on it. But first, we'll start with the cassette agenda.
You bet. And tonight it is there is the permission for the Coffeyville Police Department to apply for it's an STOP grant, and it's for women's victims. Mm-hmm. It is one of those. There's also the appropriation, and that's $4.3 million, and it is one of those that, as usual, that consists of many things, but largely because of the electric. That is, we have to make payments as part of our system, and so that's included. And then we move on. Of course, there's comments from citizens, but we move down. There is a winter fire safety prevention, and that is going to be put on by our police chief, Billy Cockman, and that is just giving advice in the winter, things to watch out for, you know, heaters, how these things are used, and just kind of an informative to the commission. They ask that just kind of an awareness. And so he'll have a presentation.
Obviously, like with, you know, space heaters and stuff like that, people trying to stay warm during the winter, that even though they do keep you warm, you got to kind of watch out for those things. Make sure
and
braid wires and stuff like that.
There's a lot of things that in desperation people might use that is very harmful.
So, I've heard of people using their ovens and stuff like that, anything they can.
Charcoal, mm-hmm. It gives off gas, and it is one of those. So he wanted to touch on that and kind of preparation for the winter. So, and old business, really don't have any old business.
Lots of new business, though.
and some of it's connected. So it is. First, there's going to be a discussion, and it's appointment to the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, and so that will be an appointment. There's a few applicants, and the commission will consider all those and make an appointment. And then we have this resolution, the next resolution, number 78, is to adopt a consistent vacancy procedure in filling the boards. And that is just, we have many different boards. Things come up, you know, we appoint. But it is one of those trying to make those more of a consistent of how that is done, how the advertising is done, and what those requirements are if maybe they were serving on another board at the time and wish to change boards. So it's kind of clearing that up. So that would be for commission consideration. And then we move to resolution number 79, and that's a CDBG. I was having a little tongue tied there.
Well, it's hard to say. It's a rather tongue twister. So
there we go. And I'm glad everybody's just bearing with me on that one. But it is one of those. That's for 10th Street sidewalks, and that'll be award to a recommendation to award Graham Construction. And that'll be for consideration by the commission. And then we move on.
You said that's going to be on 10th Street. Where is that going to be located at on 10th Street?
I want to say, it's from what I understand, it's most of the length of 10th Street from I can get that. I'd hate to say.
Okay, no, that's fine.
I'd hate to say actually long, and then somebody sit there and go, no.
No, but, you're fine.
Or if I was too short and said it was longer. So
then all of a sudden, hey, what's going on here?
It's a ways.
Okay.
That's the best way to describe it. It's a ways, and we're stretching those tax dollars because grant money is something that we don't have to come up with.
Right, so that's a good thing, too.
Stretch those dollars as much as we can. And then this is related to, the next two items are related, and that is the construction and awarding to consideration, awarding to Graham Construction for Highland Road reconstruction project, and that's First Street South to Fairway. Okay, I hope that made sense.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, there we go. And then the next item for commission's consideration is resolution, and that's to amend the engineering portion of this reconstruction project. So it is related to the item that I just presented, but it's along the lines of the engineering. So those two items go together. And then, of course, we have the city's manager report and, updates on things that are going on in the city. I was going to say we are moving forward, working towards the first of the year of breaking out our housing department. Things are moving in a positive motion. We're talking to outside agencies to get things lined up so we can hit the ground running. But I'm very, very excited about that. And, of course, our departments have been working hard. It's getting ready for winter. We had yesterday, I can't believe how warm it's been.
I know. Yeah, it's wild.
I was ready to plant flowers again. So it was one of those that they are tidying up because in winter we want to be very productive and get ready for spring. So things are winding down, but this is when we do a lot more during wintertime, except, and not just sit and wait for winter. The electric department had that past ice storm. We have a mutual aid agreement, and we sent a crew of four down there. It's contained in the agreement, and they went down to Tahlequah, Ponca City area. I was going to say Newkirk, that area in there. They got really hit.
Yeah, I got hit pretty hard, yeah.
And so they went down for just a couple of days to help them, and that is in our mutual aid agreement. And I appreciate the group that went down there. Appreciate the electric department that always protects us. But they had a situation where they could lend some help. And I think other cities, there was two other cities in Kansas, Wellington and Winfield, that also went down that are part of that group. So it was a good thing for them, and I truly like that they're there for us.
Exactly. So in case something like that happens to us, they'll definitely return the favor, obviously. It's just everybody helping everybody else. We all kind of need help sometimes. So when you get something like that, that ice storm was wild down there.
Yeah.
I know down in OKC, they had people coming from Florida and Texas. And it's just because those OG&E crews down there were so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's just everybody working together, yeah, which for a common goal to get everybody's electricity back.
And other than that, staff, and like I say, electric department, our public service department, all of them are truly working hard for the citizens. And it is one of those that I hope they appreciate all that they do. I know I do. And they're out there for you. I will say we do make mistakes sometimes, but it's not on purpose.
Right.
And we always learn from them and go better. And we want this city of Coffeyville to be the city of choice where you live, work, and play.
Exactly.
And so other than that, that's kind of the end of the meeting. There's, of course, commissioners and staff comments, but we're there, and we'll go right through the meeting, and the public's welcome.
And if people would like to come down to the meeting and watch it, how can they do that?
The best way is, if you're needing assistance, is to go to the east side of City Hall. There's a ramp that goes down to a single door. If you go through that door, you'll be in a hallway. Is by where customer service is. If you'll take a left, you'll see an elevator, and if you'll take that up to the second floor, we start at 6:30. We are practicing social distancing and wearing masks, but so far that's been working great. No problems at all, and I thank the public for that, but then you're always welcome, and the commission does listen. So you're more than welcome to come.
All right. Well, Mr. Hall, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
You bet.
All right. That was Mark Hall, the city manager of Coffeyville. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have more. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning.